I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
You sure?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay, hey, check your badge.
We tried to fix the weather, but we failed. Yeah, sorry.
We only do the sound barrier, not the weather.
Yeah.
We're joined by Mr. David Copeland of Mid-Continent Instruments. Sounds like a really cool company.
It's an awesome company. We've been in business in Wichita for 55 years now. Very proud of that heritage, as well as still bringing that legacy of supporting our customers worldwide and also to the future. So thanks for having me this morning.
Okay. I'm assuming that you guys rebuild steam gauges mostly. I mean, that's how the business most likely started, and older radio gear and stuff like that.
Right.
Your whole business is changing as everybody's moving over to low-cost glass cockpits.
Right. It's a evolution, actually. We take that, what some people call the six-pack, the steam gauge, the round dial, all those things. It's interesting as we see, and I've taken a few minutes to drive around the grounds here, and we see that, and of course a lot of people like the glass, and it offers a lot of safety and other things that some of the steam gauges and legacy instruments don't offer. But really, more importantly, to support those people, as the hundreds of thousands of aircraft around the world still require that or still are equipped that way, as well as their systems of vacuum and electric, they still need that. So it is a transition, and I think our point in the marketplace as a company, and also as what we do very passionately, is to support those hundreds of thousands of aircraft that aren't ready to transfer to glass, or what we've talked to even yesterday, a lot of people want both. They want to have that 2-inch, or they want the 3-inch that they still really rely on. And one of the words that came out yesterday is, we trust those gauges.
Right. They're so familiar with them. Yeah. They're used to them.
Right.
And I guess everybody is always afraid of the electricity going out on the glass cockpit.
Exactly. We have some of our more innovative instruments have battery backups, like it has more of a traditional look, like our 4300 Lifesaver. But then we also provide some glass instruments and some electronics too. So it's a combination of both. As a pilot for many years, I can see both sides of it, and I like to support both sides of it, not only from a company standpoint, but from just looking at our industry and our customers. I think that round is not going away, or some version of that. I think it'll always be around, even if you look in most sophisticated aircraft that are coming off both the experimental GA business jet and commercial airlines. You'll see that a lot of those still have some round dial gauges and legacy instruments. So,
well, there's a little bit of, I guess, peace knowing that there's an instrument that is always going to work, doesn't require power from whatever.
Right. So we see that electrical, you know, the world is, we're going to move to that on Thursday when I'm back to talk about more of the innovative, the future. But, you know, we see that a lot of people going more electric in the aviation, what we're seeing in the future. And also, but still people have that, you know, the vacuum gauges and those things. So there's the traditional mix. So what our company does, and what we want to support across the industry with not only our dealers and distributors, and this isn't a pitch, but it's really to say that there are companies out there that do support it. And I think the challenge is making sure that those people know that we, you know, been in business a long time. We have quality technicians. There are OEM parts out there. A lot of the OEMs in the avionics business and instrument business are still supporting that. So there may be a misdemeanor like, oh, I'm not going to be able to support those right now or in the future. Well, that's not true. We're very, very dedicated to hiring and supporting and making alliances with people that to support whatever it is in the industry.
Let's talk about steam gauge maintenance. Is there a recommended interval to overhaul an airspeed indicator, an artificial horizon, that kind of thing?
Well,
I mean, they're delicate instruments.
Exactly. And they're, I think it's, you know, I take people on tours of our facilities all the time, and they're really artists. Not, you know, you see aerobatic artists this afternoon that'll be in the air, and that's awesome. We also have artists in our shops that many of the people that we employ have been there 30 plus years. So they're basically the people that help build the instruments at the OEMs, or came up with the manuals or the test equipment. They're still with us today. So seeking that support as far as keeping that expertise alive through training, I can get it again, relate to the OEM parts, making sure that those technicians are using the correct parts to supply. I don't think there's a recommended maintenance. You know, sometimes it's if your airplane's parked and your gyros, you know, need to be overhauled. Really depends on what you're seeing, And your regular maintenance cycle that you would go through for your checks for your avionics instruments to keep IFR current or not. But we've had a lot of, you know, I think we're more on the conservative side, so we'd rather have you send in your equipment ahead of time. So
yeah, especially you'd rather have them have it overhauled before it dies on you in the middle of that cloud.
Yeah.
I was going to say, one of the things that I've noticed with the company that I'm in is what is called brain drain. You're having your older people retire, and then you're having to train new people. Do you have any kind of a training program to ensure that all of this information is passed on to your next generation of workers?
Well, yes, we always are bringing in people. One of the advantages that we have in our company is in our workforce, both in Wichita and in Van Nuys, California, we have a lot of job training or moving around. So a person that might be working on a radar may be working on a gyro or building in our lab. So we move both in our service labs and our production labs. We move those people around. It also helps on workflow and helps people be more well-versed. So if you're out, happen to be on a PTO, or you're out and you have a leave or whatever it is, we've got you covered 24/7.
Well, you just mentioned something interesting there. Radar. You guys service radars as well.
Yes. Yeah, we're
you're high end.
Well, we're everything, actually, I have to say. We do specialize in certain things like gyros. There's not a lot of places that really have the expertise to intricately take apart and put back together a gyro correctly in a sterile environment, and we have those experts. Also radar, as you know, they're probably placed in the worst place in an aircraft, in the nose or in the wing, where it gets all the environment and then it sits, and then you go to, you know, you'll be sitting in Florida and it ends up in Minnesota in the snow and sits, and then you get in it and you want to go to the mountains, and then you want to land back in Texas when it's 105 degrees.
Right.
So those, we also have experts on those, where we call it And this isn't a pitch for me. It's just that what we do is all about quality, all about safety, and all about experience. I think those three things is the things that we stand behind in everything that we do. And also, we help people. We have a depth of expertise in the technical market and support that like no other company. So we help a lot of other people, whether it's our equipment or something else. We're here to keep people flying safely.
Do you maintain an inventory? In other words, am I sending you my equipment for repair? Or if I'm in an emergency situation, can I buy one from you and then
yes.
have you repair mine, like
yes.
a loaner
so we'll
or something
do new
like that?
Overhaul exchange or whatever it takes. So we have a very large inventory of overhaul exchange and new exchange and new products. So it's really up to you as the customer and what your time is. But we take pride in turning a high percentage of our service overhaul equipment in 5 to 7 days. And or if you need it and you're in an AOG situation, and it seems like everybody's in quote-unquote that AOG situation when it's not working.
Right.
And I understand that. We can give them the opportunity to get it from one of our two shops. But that's one of the advantages we have, is having stock of both overhauled and new instruments on
right.
the shelf.
Yeah. Right.
Well, how many employees do you have working for you?
Just under 200 now at our locations.
That's a large company.
That is a large company.
Yeah. We pride ourselves, and I think we could, you know, everybody says, well, you know, here at the footprint of EAA, this is my 48th year. We've been around for a long time in our company. And what we want to do, we're here to help the customer. That's what our focus is making sure that customer experience, whether it's on our equipment, like I mentioned a second ago, or on somebody else's equipment, there's two words we don't use, is no. So we want to help you out and make sure if we don't do it, we'll get you to the right people to make it happen.
Do you see instrumentation getting more sophisticated or simpler with time?
Well, I think it's maybe a combination of both based on the technology that's available today. I think that where we're at with certification in the marketplace, I think that's a big hurdle that we have to always look at, is we want to bring innovation and technology for everyone. And sometimes people will say that's a safer way to do it. But as we look at this, some of the certification authorities might be more on a conservative route. So I think it's going to be a combination of that. Technology is really leading edge. We offer that at our company, as well as really supporting, like I came to say, about the legacy avionics
right.
and even those basics. So I think there's a great combination. I'm really seeing a combination of both in the future.
That's you guys, like you said, those gauges aren't going away.
No.
99 times out of 100, if you buy an old airplane, barn find, whatever, that's the cockpit it has in it. Most of us could not afford to go out and rebuild the whole cockpit after rebuilding
right.
the whole plane and
right.
and modernize. So
right. And some of that's taking, you know, vacuum systems out, electrical systems, rewiring everything. And that, you know, if you're only flying under 50 hours or 10 hours or whatever a year, that's hard to justify in many cases. We're just talking about it with some customers this morning. So, you know, I think it's one of those things of basically your investment, how far you want to go with that. I talked to a gentleman that's an airline pilot that has a Travelair, and he has his whole legacy panel, and he wants to keep it that way. I don't blame him. What an awesome, iconic airplane, you know?
Right.
So he wants to keep it that way. We're doing things to make sure he flies safely.
Oh, okay. I'll bet you he snuck an iPad on board, too.
Well,
so
maybe so.
Best of both worlds.
That's
there.
Right.
And, you know, with the computer technology and everything, with the glass cockpits, do you find that these are more reliable than mechanical instruments?
Well, of course. I mean, I think safety is built into those. I think we're, you know, we've built instruments and we've certified them to the highest standards at our company. You know, level A software, HERF and lightning testing above everything else. So that's what we do. We TSO every single product that comes out so it can be used in experimental aircraft or commercial aircraft. So we cover that up front with that certification standard. And then, you know, I think I think that's what we base our whole certification and innovation process on, whether it's glass. So we have some interesting electronic instruments in our battery division also, and we're developing some new things for the marketplace. So I think it's a combination of both. We've been very successful in both marketplaces.
All right. Where are you on the field?
We're in Hangar B, 26 and 2700, right at the back of the hangar. Can't miss us. We're a big mid-continent instruments and avionics and TrueBlue Power.
All right. And we've been speaking with David Copeland of Mid-Continent. Thank you for coming, sir.
Thank you.
It's been great. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.